Chelsea Rumfield came up yesterday. And,
do we need to have this recorded?
That's okay.
Okay.
Had gone to the post office to mail their bulk mailing for the assessor's office. They had called the post office, spoke to the postmaster, talked to Carla. Chuck had gone down there to make sure it was okay that they do their bulk mailing with their credit card. And they had all said yes. They went down there to mail it, and you cannot run a credit card for bulk mailing. And they are needing to get these out. It was supposed to be out by April 1st, so we needed to cut a check.
Well, if it's supposed to be out by April 1st, and it's already April 3rd, what does that mean?
It means it's late. So Chelsea is just wanting to know if we can get this check so she can get all this mail.
What is it that's going on?
Second notices.
Bulk mailing for personal property postcards. Second notices.
So her question was, can we call an emergency session to vote on this check?
But I don't think there is nothing. If it goes out the credit card, it's the same thing, and they're going to approve it through account.
They won't take credit card.
I know, but
the
check.
Huh? You have to give a check.
Right. But it's approved through accounts payable, right?
They're asking us to approve it today. It's not on the agenda. Therefore, an emergency session would have to be called for it to be approved today. According to Chuck, he's already... According to the assessor's office, there are delays statutorily in this mailing. So later, I guess we just cut off the issue. What we meant to do would be have a motion to go into executive session to approve.
Emergency session.
To approve an emergency request for accounts payable check for the assessor. And the amount is $1,974.57.
Make a motion to go into emergency session for the purpose of a check for the county assessor's office.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to go into emergency session. The reason is for... Because the request from the county assessor who says that this is an emergency, we must pay this bill today. This is warrant and all in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. The warrant number is 5961.
Motion for approval of 5961.
Yes.
Thanks.
Motion's made and seconded to approve warrant number 5961 as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Then I'm assuming I could sign that right now.
Do you have to have a motion to exit emergency session?
Do we not?
Do you have to have a motion to exit emergency session?
There is a terminology that they use on emergency sessions as to sprinkle the minutes, as to contain what's in the emergency. I don't know how they do that. I don't know what they call sprinkle the minutes, but that's the term that they've used since I've been here. Do you want you to tell them no, or do the clerk's office know?
The reason we went into executive center, the reason we went into emergency session to approve this check, because it has to be done by the assessor. She's already done that.
Right, I didn't use that term.
Yeah, that's
the county. This could be as though the auditor has come up with a form in his office about the emergency request for a county payable check. He said this form must be filled out and returned to the auditor's office with appropriate documentation for a check to be prepared. This is statutory. documentation and court order by the title of my summons.
That's fine.
At 9:04.
We'll accept a motion to exit the emergency session.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I had already started that motion.
No, I'd asked if we needed one.
Okay. So we're in, that was at 9:06, correct?
Yes.
I did not hear you say
anything. Cold.
What happened?
Cold.
Just can you go up for a moment, please?